Dr. Oliveros, dictating on Juan Serrano. The last name is S-E-R, like in Roger, I like in Roger. A-N-O. First name, J-U-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old Hispanic male that is following this practice because of the presence of essential hypertension. The patient was switched to chlortalidone 25 milligrams every day in combination with irbesartan 150 milligrams POVID. The patient has been taking the medication. The blood pressure is coming down to normal range. It's 120 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is elevated at 258 with an HDL of 35 and LDL of 191, triglycerides 156. The patient is not taking the atorvastatin 20 milligrams as recommended. Following number. The patient has a normal kidney function with a serum creatinine of 0.96, a BUN of 14, a fasting blood sugar of 110. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio came down to from 290 to 150, which is satisfactory. The patient is encouraged to continue taking the medication as prescribed. Following number, there is a history that is remote and is nephrolithiasis that hasn't been active. Following number, the patient has hyperglycemia. The most likely situation is that the patient has metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance associated to it. Changes in the diet were recommended. The patient has not gained weight. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy, that is asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, the patient is seen by the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, because of the presence of a murmur that seems to be a mitral murmur, systolic. Unfortunately, I don't have the notes from the cardiologist office. I got in touch with them, and they are faxing this evaluation over. We are suspecting mitral valve pathology versus the presence of a cardiomyopathy. The auscultation in the heart has changed significantly. Period. We spend significant amount of time explaining to the patient the need for him to take the medications as prescribed. Otherwise, the prognosis is not going to be the best. I spend reviewing the chart and the labs 7 minutes, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.